He's anti-censorship. He's anti-big corporation. He's for, you know, pure environment. He had a message. He was delivering it, and now he has potential funding. So, you know, you're going to have to wait and see and stop this parlor game of who it hurts and who it helps. He's taken roughly equally, a little bit more from Biden, because it widens the horse race. Trump's winning by two. He goes to three or four. But that's not necessarily how this is going to play itself out. You got to wait and see.
Well, we will wait and see. But I will tell you, I watched the announcement yesterday, and it's going to be interesting. I haven't crunched the numbers. I'm not a pollster, but all of the polling I show or see shows that it's going to be interesting. And it is going to take votes away from Donald J. Trump. That soft, chewy middle might go for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We don't know. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. More on that story, because that's one that's going to be resonating for a week or more. The whole thing of a vice presidential candidate getting on the ballot in a bunch of swing states. That's what RFK Jr. wants to do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
More UNLV basketball today. The Runnin' Rebels are in the quarterfinals of the NIT. They've got top-seeded Seton Hall in New Jersey at 4 o'clock. Tonight's winner advances to the NIT's version of the Final Four to take on Georgia next week. The LA Lakers are in Memphis this evening to take on the Grizzlies. You can hear it all on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb coverage starts at 4:45. An epic collapse prevented the Golden Knights from gaining ground on the Nashville Predators last night. VGK blew a 3-goal lead in the final period to force overtime for the second straight night, but the Knights did pick up a point on the road, which is huge at this stage of the season. That gives them a 6-point lead over St. Louis for the final wild card spot in the West.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Relatively smooth start to the drive-in this morning. There are no freeway accidents being reported, but at the south end of the resort corridor, watch for Nevada State Police off to the side of the road with somebody on 15 southbound before Tropicana. Downtown Las Vegas area got an injury accident there on eastern southbound at 95. That is in the middle of the intersection, southbound eastern, right at the entrance to 95. And now a new west side injury accident being reported at Durango and Desert Inn. Good-looking day in the valley weather-wise. Winds will be dying down to about 15 miles per hour with highs in the mid-70s this afternoon, 48 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paulie Nose, and all the great men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. I love these people. They are dedicated, and they are very, very talented. Thank you to them. Thanks to the Nevada Trucking Association. As you know, we take you right up till 9 o'clock with Bill O'Reilly News and Comment, and then, of course, Clay and Buck. What did Clay Travis think of the RFK entry into the race, and now a vice presidential candidate, Nicole Shanahan? I'd never heard of her. I really had never heard of her, honest to God. Let's go to cut three real quick. This is Clay Travis, his reaction to the RFK Jr. entry into the presidential race. Here it is.
I actually think he takes Trump voters away. And that may be a counterintuitive take. And by the way, it may be the case that in California, he takes voters that are different than Michigan or Wisconsin or Georgia or Arizona, where the swing states are, which is really where he could be impactful. You mentioned earlier Ross Perot in 1992, and I remember very well watching Bill Clinton wanting Ross Perot on every debate stage because the data reflected that he helped Clinton and hurt George H.W. Bush. Right. I think we'll start to get a little bit of clarity on how RFK Jr. is polling based on whether Trump or Biden, and right now I agree that Biden seems more reticent about it, wants him involved in the overall political process. And I also wonder whether RFK Jr. is open to the idea of being maybe a part of a Trump cabinet. I don't think Biden would put him in the cabinet. I think Trump might. What is his real goal here? He's not going to win the election. At some point, that becomes a reality. And then how does he play with all the other third party candidates? Yeah. Cornel West, whether there's a no labels candidate, Jill Stein. How do all of those interact if people have 5, 6, 7 choices on their ballot when they go to vote in November?
Clay Travis makes a good point. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has come out and said he only needs to get 34% of the vote to win. That's all he needs. And he's at about 27, 28 right now. He is within striking distance of getting the magic 34% in a three-way race. Now, again, you Cornel West and others, you know, it becomes a dogfight. But I will tell you this: this is going to be a very interesting period in our country's history, and with a viable third party, it becomes even more interesting. We'll talk more about this coming up, and I'll let you hear from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Listening to him is much the way I used to listen to Rand Paul when he was a candidate for president. That you'd listen to a Rand Paul speech, in the first 15 minutes you'd be up on your chair going, "Yeah, yeah." Then the next 15 minutes of the speech you'd say, "Well, I don't know. Might not be right for our country right now." And then you'd get to the last 15 minutes and you'd say, there's no way I would ever vote for this guy for president. Good guy. Thoughtful. But I don't know that I could actually vote for him. That's what I thought about watching Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday in Oakland, California. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its six-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Still keeping your New Year's resolution? Neither are we. But here's some good news. You can eat healthy at Smoking Pig Barbecue. Our southern greens, made with collards, kale, and Swiss chard, are delicious and genuine southern. Full of vitamins and minerals, or try salad with our slow-smoked brisket or juicy chicken on top. Protein is good. You can skip the peanut butter pie till April. We still love you. Smoking Pig Barbecue. 16 short minutes from downtown, where Las Vegas Boulevard meets Craig. Smoking Pig Barbecue. We cater.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the... Woo!
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was a day devoted to the bridge collapse in Baltimore, but one interesting piece of news that came out of yesterday, and that is RFK Jr. announcing Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. This was the speech yesterday where he actually announces this woman that nobody knows outside of maybe Silicon Valley, Nicole Shanahan. Let's go to cut five real quick. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday in Oakland, California.
I'm bringing on someone with a deep inside knowledge about how big tech uses AI to manipulate the public. I want a partner with strong ideas about how to reverse those dire threats to democracy and to our freedoms. I managed to find a technologist at the forefront of AI. She has spent the last decade relying on neural networks, artificial intelligence, and cutting-edge science to identify abuses in our government. She understands that the health of every American is a national security issue and a national security risk. Her work has proven time and again that health drives our economy, that it is the foundation of our mental health, our national happiness, our ability to lead the world in innovation, in prosperity, and in peace. I also wanted someone who was an athlete, who could help me inspire Americans to heal, to get them back in shape. And I'm happy to report that my vice president is an avid surfer. who attended school on a softball scholarship. I wanted, right here in Oakland, I wanted someone who was battle-tested, able to withstand criticism and the controversy and all the defamations and slanders and perjuries that are thrown against anyone who embarks on a presidential campaign. I wanted an advocate who has seen corruption of our regulatory agencies firsthand, who shares my indignation about the way it allows regulated industries to commoditize our food, our wildlife, and our children. I wanted someone who would honor the traditions of our nation as a nation of immigrants, but who also understands that to be a nation, we need secure borders. I wanted a partner who is a gifted administrator, but also possesses the gift of curiosity, an open, inquiring mind, and the confidence to change even her strongest opinions in the face of contrary evidence. I wanted someone with a spiritual dimension and compassion and idealism and, above all, a deep love for the United States of America. And I found all of those qualities in a woman who grew up right here in Oakland, the daughter of immigrants, who overcame every daunting obstacle and went on to achieve the highest levels of the American dream. So that is why I'm so proud to introduce to you the next Vice President of the United States, my fellow lawyer, a brilliant scientist, technologist, a fierce warrior mom, Nicole Shanahan.
Wow. Wow. The one thing that he left out in that whole litany, the one thing that he left out was, and by the way, she's capable of being president. She has the talent and the skill set to be president of the United States if something happens to me. I mean, that's what vice president is. The office of vice president is, if the president is no longer able to serve, could they step in on a moment's notice and become president of the United States? And a lot of good stuff. She played softball in college. Great. Does that qualify her to become president of the United States, a heartbeat away from the presidency? That's what we're talking about here. It's interesting. In fact, let's go to cut four, because this is Bill McGurn, a Fox News analyst, and his reaction to the RFK Jr. candidacy. This is cut four. Go.
There's a lot of excitement. As you mentioned, he polls between 9 and 18%. And the big question is, who he take that from? I think in the beginning, when he announced, there was a feeling he was taking Trump votes. And I think today the polls sort of show he's more likely to take Biden votes. I don't find this extraordinary, because he's basically a liberal progressive agenda. A few notes that maybe conservatives like against big tech and so forth. But his big issues is the environment and so forth. And I think he's a liberal progressive and picked someone like that to be his running mate.
I go back to the Rand Paul analysis. You listen to Rand Paul when he ran for president a bunch of years ago. And you'd swear up and down, this guy's great. And then you listen to another 15 minutes of a speech, and you say, well, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe there are things that maybe I could accept. And then you get to the final 15 minutes of the speech, and you'd say, there's no way I could vote for this guy. No way. No, I'm sorry. I will not do that. By the way, coming up a little bit later on, the President Biden reaction to the Baltimore bridge collapse. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. On this Wednesday, misinformation is a growing topic, because the internet is full of falsehoods and there's little supervision on the sites. Last Sunday, Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes tried to pin the problem of propaganda on conservatives, but the truth is all sides are guilty. The left points to Trump and the 2020 election deniers as primary culprits, and it's true that false flags were consistently waved. The colossal judgment against Fox News proves that. However, the outright deceit about Russian collusion came exclusively from the left. This is not equivalency. This is fact. I believe very few media people and politicians are trustworthy in America because they believe what they want to believe. The truth be damned. It's now my truth. How absurd. The deceptive Tower of Babel we are witnessing is the reason I set up BillO'Reilly.com. We seek the truth. We don't always find it. We don't always find it, but an honest effort is made. We are not interested in advancing ideology or pandering to a certain audience. We don't let profit dictate news coverage. We are almost unique in the media today. Media deception dramatically harming the USA. And that's one truth not difficult to ascertain. Back after this. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local, brought to you in part by Americans for Prosperity. RFK Jr. Made a speech yesterday, covered partially by Fox. And at times he sounds like a conservative or a moderate. And then he keeps talking, and he ends up sounding like a flaming liberal when talking about his victories against Monsanto. This is RFK Jr. yesterday in the People's Republic of California.
We tried two of the three cases in this city. We won $289 million in the first, and then the third one, which we tried here, we asked the jury for $1 billion, and an Oakland jury gave us $2.2 billion. And that brought Monsanto to the negotiating table, and we settled then all 40,000 cases. But I lived here for several months during that trial, and I got to really love the city. The Monsanto case was the latest in a lifetime of battles for me to get poisons out of our food and out of our farms and to restore our soils. That effort has consumed a lot of my life, and I wanted a vice president who shared my passion for wholesome, healthy foods, chemical-free, for regenerative agriculture, for good soils. And I found exactly the right person. And among other things, she has used over the past several years cutting-edge technology, including AI, to calculate the catastrophic health consequences of toxins in our soil, our air, our water, and our food. Technology has been a lifelong passion for my future vice president. This is important because I also wanted a vice president who shares my indignation about the participation of big tech as a partner in the censorship and the surveillance and the information warfare that our government is currently waging against the American people.
RFK Jr. yesterday in the People's Republic of California in Oakland, he's a liberal. I don't see any way moderate Republicans could vote for him. I just don't see it. Maybe you can, but I sure can't. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll be joined by Josh Levitt. He's running for the state senate in District 18. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect David Flippo.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by...